Welcome back to this Christmas edition of the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Rachel Martin is joining me. I'm Allison Stewart. You decide. We report on the most viewed, most commented, most emailed stories on the web. We call it The Most. And Dan Pashman is in today. Thanks for working on Christmas, Dan.
Oh, no problem. I volunteered.
Yeah. You're good that way.
Because I don't celebrate Christmas.
A Merry big Christmas. Sacrifice
Merry
for
Christmas
you.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Thank you. What do you have?
All right. We got a most emailed from the New York Times here about this... new trend. We've all heard of shoplifting. Well, this is called shop dropping, and it's essentially going into stores and instead of taking things, you're leaving things. Oftentimes, as a sort of a sign of protest, maybe it's a form of self-promotion. But all different kinds of groups are doing this. It's sort of like reverse shoplifting. For instance, anti-consumerist groups slip replica products with political messages onto the shelves of big box stores. For instance, they have a photo in a Target of a t-shirt that says Season's Greetings from Three Wise Men, and it has a picture of Karl Marx, Che Guevara, and anarchist Mikhail Bakunin. And so, but then religious proselytizers put pamphlets in the pages of gay and lesbian readings. Self-published authors sneak their works onto the new releases shelf at Barnes & Noble. And this is sort of this part self-promotion, part protest that apparently is gaining some momentum.
Cool. So, where's that the most? Did you say?
New York Times. Okay. Allie, you said you had
I bought an art book for my mom, a beautiful art book, and as I was leaving through it, I realized somebody had slipped little pieces of porn.
Little pieces?
I was like, oh, it's a naked lady, and that's not a pretty, you know, it's not a Reuben naked lady.
So it wasn't the art kind of naked
lady. No. Hey, my most is from the Google Trends. One of the most searched names is Josh Kelly, and you're saying, who's Josh Kelly? Well, he's now Mr. Katherine Heigl. Yeah, she's the star of the movie Knocked Up. She's in Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. They got hitched over the weekend in Park City, Utah. Mm-hmm. First marriage for both. Interestingly, though, over the weekend, I went to see
27 Dresses.
Yeah, no, I went to see a movie, and that was the trailer. There's a trailer for this new movie she's got coming out called 27 Dresses, where she plays a woman who is always the bridesmaid. And I'm assuming press starts for that movie soon, so getting married, coincidence?
Pressure.
I wonder if Mr. Kelly heard a thing or two during the making of that film. That's just speculation on my part.
Okay, I have a story also from the New York Times. I found this disturbing. It's a story about teeth and the oral history of Kentucky through those teeth. This is a piece about the fact that the culture of Kentucky, the malnutrition, horrible problems with insurance, makes Kentucky a state with the highest proportion where adults under 65 don't have teeth. They just don't have them. And there are a lot of reasons for that. Like I said, malnutrition, or a lot of people, because they know they're not going to be able to afford dental insurance, which is increasingly expensive, they just pull them preemptively. They just pull them out. They figure this is the best way to prevent having to deal with major dental work down the road. There's also a growing problem with meth mouth. And
that's
so that's another
issue.
Reason why no one in Kentucky has teeth. Okay, not no one, but it's a growing problem, and there are some doctors out there who are trying to draw attention to this and fix it.
All right, and our final story on the most, I believe this was a most viewed head. Where was this? I want to say Yahoo News. That sounds right. A Salvation Army kettle, you know, they have them outside of stores and people make donations. Well, somebody was trying to put this really kind of big dollar that was worth $100 into the kettle and couldn't fit it, so he handed it to the person ringing the bell who works with Salvation Army. Come to find out, it is a very rare coin that is worth $1,300.
Wow.
And the guy who got the coin was honest enough to turn it in. And the Salvation Army says they every now and again they get a rare coin. They've gotten a bunch of gold coins this year as well. Obviously, those are probably intentional, but not sure this
I was gonna
person.
Say, who walks around with like gold bullion in their pocket?
I mean, a pirate. And I think that does it for our edition of The Most today. Did you have one more you wanted to get in there?
No, that's all right.
You sure?
Yeah, there's so much more good stuff for you,
right.
You guys have planned. I don't want to detract from it.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Most. You can find these stories and other awesome BPP finds at our website, npr.org.